It's NFL free agency. Who will the Broncos sign? Here's The Drive. It's football at 4 on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
D-Mac with Cecil Lammy on this huge news day. So whatever we get, we'll give to you as soon as we get it. Cardinals expected to sign Terrell Suggs.
Woo! Wow. Vance Joseph gets to work with T-Sizzle.
T-Sizzle on the move.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see what he gets, because it'll be interesting to see then what Justin Houston gets. As one of those veteran aging pass rushers, Terrell Suggs and Justin Houston in a rotational role can still get you 7, 8, 9, 10 sacks.
Nick Foles to the Jaguars for big money. 4 years, $88 million, 50 guaranteed. Your reaction to that?
They paid the wrong guy in Blake Bortles, and now they're correcting their mistake. But I don't know if Nick Foles works anywhere but Philadelphia. Did Philadelphia, in essence, keep the wrong guy? I know a lot of Eagles fans think that, and that may end up being the case. But Jacksonville, with what's left of their defense, wants to yet make another run.
DeSean Jackson headed back to Philadelphia. That kind of name sprung up, kind of closed the door. Danny Amendola to Detroit. If the Broncos are really interested in that other wide receiver, they're going quickly, Cecil.
Yeah, they're drying up fast, and that's why if you're in on Golden Tate, be in on Golden Tate. If C.J. Mosley's taking all the time away from you, well, get it done so that you can move on to these other positions, because these guys are drying up. You want to go with a broken-down Randall Cobb? Is that what's going to be left over for this Broncos team, or do you want to get Golden Tate, who still has plays to make out there? And plays that he can make from the slot position for the Denver Broncos.
Okay, other big news. I'm just going down the list here. Nothing on Le'Veon Bell, nothing on Earl Thomas. Trey Flowers going to the Lions. The cavalcade of expatriates going to Detroit continues. Right. Landon Collins, that was an interesting name, I thought, perhaps for the Broncos. He's going to the Redskins. Landon Collins to the Redskins, see?
Yeah, and people say they were clearing up some space, you know, putting Mason Foster, etc., on the trade block. Well, they clear up space for Collins. So here you go. Still have questions at quarterback, but at least at safety, they get a playmaker for Washington.
Nothing on Justin Houston, KJ Wright, Sheldon Richardson, Tyrann Mathieu all out there. And Dominican Sue in the wind still, Cecil.
Yeah, and it's interesting to know, you know, maybe the market isn't as hot as he wanted it to be after that Super Bowl appearance with the Rams. And that's why he takes that deal to go to Los Angeles to try to up his stock. And, well, we're still waiting to see where Ndamukong Suh goes now.
Kwon Alexander. Now, that would have been an interesting one for the Broncos as well. He's off to the 49ers.
Yeah, for a record deal for a guy that, you know, quite honestly, coming off an ACL injury, gets $13 million annually. Are you kidding me? You know, people wonder what's taking long with C.J. Mosley. Well, look at the Kwon Alexander deal, which was kind of a backup in case you didn't get Mosley. K.J. Wright, I think, is another one of those backup plans in case you don't get C.J. Mosley. But Alexander gone before Mosley's even gone, and heavily paid, hefty price tag for him.
Trent Brown signs a huge deal, but his value seems to be rock bottom. Did the Raiders get fleeced with Trent Brown?
Well, here you go with free agent offensive tackles, right?
They're scary.
Yeah, they are very scary. And here's the Skarnecchia bump. I'm hoping for a Mike Munchak bump here in Denver. But Dante Skarnecchia, the offensive line coach for the Patriots, took a guy that was an afterthought with the 49ers, a complete afterthought, and a seventh-round pick. And they trade for him. Isaiah Wynn goes down. Brown steps in, starts, and Skarnecchia gets enough out of him to make him the highest-paid offensive tackle. So the Raiders, okay, they won the deal with Antonio Brown. Mm-hmm. You cannot spin it to me any other way that the Steelers won that deal. They did not. The Steelers have egg on their face from the Antonio Brown deal. So the Raiders won that deal. Not so sure you should make Trent Brown the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history.
What's going on at Dove Valley? We'll check in with Denver 7 and our Broncos insider Troy Rank in about 10 minutes. Your mock draft. Love the mock draft, Cecil. You got Kyler Murray going number one, so you do have Josh Rosen on the move.
Yeah,
somewhere?
Josh Rosen will be on the move somewhere. Who in the world knows where that is?
It should be a third-round pick for the third-round draft pick of the Broncos. Would be perfect. There's nothing to lose there. I don't want to go into a deep debate
now.
We can
save that for a little bit
later.
But
there's the Broncos did not tender Kevin Hogan. Are we relying on Garrett Grayson? There's got to be some sort of move.
I don't want any quarterback this year because I want a quarterback next year. Well, now, that doesn't mean they can't take a fifth rounder this year, whatever. I don't care. But, like, I don't want Josh Rosen, who was, by the way, my number one physical quarterback last year, and I wouldn't touch him this year.
So he's my hybrid guy. The first round combined with the khaki pants is a hybrid. The beep beep backup quarterbacks are rounds 2 through 4, and then your magic mushrooms, fairy tale lands are 5 through 7. Never mind your undrafted guys, which are, the unicorns are out there.
Right, right. You call those guys after khaki pants the lucky charms, right? Because they're magically delicious.
It's just luck, you know, at that point. And hope apparently is a strategy if you get past pick like 17, 18 in the draft.
And the Broncos haven't been lucky at quarterback, so no thanks.
Quinnen Williams, you've got going to the Jets.
Yeah, that pick is up for grabs in case someone wants to move up and get Dwayne Haskins, what have you. But that pick, if the Jets keep it, I think Quinnen Williams would be a great addition.
Josh Allen, the pass rusher, going to the Raiders, one of their 3 picks. Mm-hmm. Devin White to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That hurts for the Broncos a little bit.
Quan Alexander on the move today. The Bucs get rid of him because they love Devin White.
Makes sense. So that pick is looking better and better right there. Giants with Dwayne Haskins. Jaguars with Rashawn Gary. Well, they took care of their quarterback.
Yeah.
So I guess they're not going Drew Lock.
No Drew Lock there, who was the pick for the Jaguars in my first mock draft.
Detroit Lions with Ed Oliver. Perhaps he went on vacation to Nantucket. I don't know, but maybe that's how he'd fit in. TJ Hockenson, who... I understand that pick. That's an interesting one, that high in the draft. He's a top 10 guy, huh?
Yeah, he's a top 10 guy. I had him 8 in my last mock draft, and he is the new Travis Kelce, is what scouts say.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that?
No, because I don't like that type of comparison. It's like saying that Ed Oliver's like Aaron Donald. No, he's not. He's Ed Oliver. He's a different player, and he's not as good as Aaron Donald.
And then you have Jonah Williams, the tackle, going to...
Orlando hated that, by the way. He killed me on Schlereth and Evans, which is fine.
For Jonah Williams? Draft,
yeah.
Why?
Because Williams was asked to move to center, and he said no. But I'm like, he was a 2-year starter at left tackle and an All-American. So why would he move to center? He started as a right tackle with Alabama, played 14 games, was freshman All-American.
So wait. Orlando's holding it against somebody that they want to play a specific position?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the short arms. Everyone holding against Jonah Williams, that's the biggest thing you're going to hear, is he's got 33 5/8 arms.
Is he the best tackle in the class?
Yes.
The end. Sometimes it just is what it is. You know, beggars can't be choosers sometimes. If the pick is going to be, we've got to get our offensive line better, we have been burned on these free agent offensive linemen. Holy cow, we've been burned. Beldir, okay. Watson, disaster.
Donald Stevenson, disaster.
Leary, on the surface it looked okay, but at the end it's a disaster.
Yeah, he's hurt too often.
And we're stuck with him.
Yeah, and here's the thing. With Jonah Williams, you throw him out there because he's incredibly smart. He's an incredibly bright player. His idol's Joe Thomas, by the way. So he studied tape, how to play like Joe Thomas. I love that whole story about Jonah Williams and the fact that okay, maybe he's just a right tackle, but you need right tackles are damn near as important as left tackles in today's NFL.
Just to go through your mock just quickly, and first of all, so I don't know where Orlando's going. Not only does that seem to be a smart pick, McShay's got that as well, and McShay's been more right than wrong in the past couple years with the Broncos picks. So makes perfect sense to me, and I would think even though not as flashy as a quarterback, that's for sure, you got to build up somewhere. Makes perfect sense. We'll see what happens in free agency. The only thing that could change this, if the Broncos truly fall apart in free agency, Cecil, if they don't get the corner they want, if they don't get the linebacker they want, I mean, if something just doesn't happen here over the next couple of days. When we come back, why is Dove Valley so quiet? Troy Rank has his ear pressed to the door. We'll talk to him next.
It's NFL free agency. Who will the Broncos sign? Here's the drive.
C-Mac, Cecil Lammy on this glorious day. This is one of my favorite weeks of the year, Cecil. I love the draft. Love the draft.
Careful there.
Love the draft.
Don't break my heart.
But this week in particular, I might like this week just a little bit better. And here's why. You just know all these guys. You already know who these guys are. And it makes it more fun to sort of speculate about who's going where. And then the money is always kind of a jaw-dropping factor as well.
Right, right. And I think that's what adds into it that you don't get with the draft because of the rookie salary cap now. None of these guys are breaking the bank, but guys are certainly breaking the bank today. Unless you're getting paid by the Broncos because we haven't heard anything yet.
And there's a lot of drama, obviously, every year because your team inevitably will be gaining three or four guys and losing three or four guys, maybe more. It sort of depends. With every person you add, there's one or two maybe, and it might slip past you a little bit. Like, who is going to be gone from the Broncos? Shaquille Barrett, will he be back with the Broncos? Will Matt Paradis be back with the Broncos? The guys that we know will be back, Chris Harris will be back, Derek Wolfe will be back, Emmanuel Sanders will be back.
Right.
I mean, once they throw the money down to hold on to these dudes, it seems silly that they would, you know, not stick around for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and with picking up Sanders' option, you can see how his Achilles recovery is going way ahead of schedule, according to Sanders yesterday on Twitter. Well, let's see him in August, and then we'll be able to determine exactly where he's at, because I think that's what they do.
By the way, you gotta love Antonio Brown. What NBA team does Antonio Brown play for? But you gotta love him telling the Bills to hit the road. He ends up now with the Raiders. Huge deal. Huge deal. So you can be a malcontent. You can throw everybody under the bus. You can demand trades where you don't really have a right to, and you win. Way to go. That is like your kid just screaming about wanting, you know, ice cream every day. And you take that spoiled brat kid twice a day to get ice cream. You keep spoiling that kid over and over and over
again. Your spoiled brat kid is not represented by Drew Rosenhaus, though, who, by the way, represented Trent Brown as well. So
good day for Drew Rosenhaus.
Legal tampering, which, okay, plenty of illegal tamperings already been going on.
But you got to love this deal in Buffalo where Frank Gore gets a one-year deal worth $2 million to go to the Bills.
Yeah, him and LeSean McCoy there.
Talk about just milking the system for as much possible money as humanly. I mean, is going on to his 15th year, Frank Gore.
That's crazy.
And he has figured out how to get himself $2 million to play football one more year. Wow.
Okay. Buffalo, they're a team that, well, kind of like Denver, they want to run the ball and play great defense. We'll see if that team can do that and how much of a step Josh Allen takes in year two.
Is this just Buffalo not having better options? Or is this a Jamal Charles sort of deal for the Bills?
Well, who was going to go there? I mean, Le'Veon Bell wasn't ever linked to the Bills.
Right.
Like, that just didn't seem to make sense. So from what they wanted, Adrian Peterson's out there. I don't believe he's signed anywhere yet. He's going to explore his free agent options. But from a power back standpoint, like a veteran power back, you know, this kind of makes sense for the Bills.
How's C.J. Anderson doing today?
Nothing as of yet. He was tweeting about an hour ago about praying and staying patient. So I'll do the same.
CJ had a good year, for sure. Well, I shouldn't say. He had a
good month.
He had a great month. He had a great month. But when I saw CJ hustling Radio Row on a Tuesday, the player off day, it was like, okay, just a reminder.
Right.
Just a reminder.
Well, and he's one of those guys that you can say, he's probably destined for media when he's done. Maybe that's this year, maybe it's not, but that's one of those guys you could tell. Emmanuel's one of those guys, too. Like, you can just tell Emmanuel's going to do some things in media because he likes being in front of the camera and he's good at it.
You know, these running backs, if this is why, like, paying Le'Veon, who is going to pay Le'Veon Bell all that money, Cecil? Who is that team going to be?
Jets and 49ers. This seems like the Raiders have backed out.
The Raiders have run out of cash, from what I read. Like, literally cash.
Yeah, just cash. They've got plenty of cap space, but it's just cash for that team.
We are definitely trying to get Troy on. It's he was on and then dropped. There's crazy amounts of things going on. So we'll be patient for sure, but it may indicate that there's something cooking.
Well, good, because Denver needs to start cooking.
Well, right now there's been nothing.
Right.
Zero.
Absolutely zero, but the biggest guy on their wish list, C.J. Mosley, is still unsigned. The Broncos still have a chance.
Let's go to Joel. Hi, Joel. You're on the Fan. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, Joel?
I'm driving, so hopefully you can hear me okay. So I got a two-part question. Cecil, maybe you can help me out with this. So as far as the salary cap goes, how does it work as far as, like, all the guys that we have not re-signed who are currently Broncos, you know, I guess they're not Broncos, but when do they officially come off the book? So, like, for instance, Paradis, whatever his number was, is he included in our current cap space now?
Yeah, he's already off the books. He's already off the books because there was no contract in place.
Okay, so all the, so the Robies and those
the
guys.
The guy who kills you, the guy who kills you are guys who aren't out of their contracts, who you don't want anymore. That's why Ron Leary right now kills you. Kills you, because his dead cap money on Ron Leary is, what is it, nine something? I don't know. It's
too much to get out of. That's what it is.
It's too much. Like, you're just literally stuck with them. I appreciate the call. Thank you, Joel. And you're left just, like, dumping Ron Leary is just horrible, because you're not going to have any trade value for him. You can't get anything for him. You really got to try to make it work.
You got to try to make it work because he's hurt. And that's the thing. Like, it's hard to move on from a guy when he's hurt, and you're not going to be able to get rid of him the way that you'd like, potentially.
We had a flurry of action, and we're kind of all quiet on the Western Front right now. I mean, almost 6:30 back east. By the way, today on The Fan, we don't stop. We're going live all night long, so you will get the latest information as soon as it possibly happens right here on The Fan. The Eagles send a sixth-round pick in 2019 to Tampa and get back a seventh in 2020, along with DeSean Jackson. I thought DeSean was just going to be dumped. At least he gave that impression.
Right.
But no, a trade goes down for him.
Yeah, he had a $10 million number, zero in dead money. So he gets this new deal, and he gets $13 million guaranteed on a restructure to go back to Philadelphia, where Mike Wallace, who was the speed guy they picked up, just didn't really work. So it'll be Alshon Jeffrey, Nelson Agholor, and now back to DeSean Jackson.
And if you're just tuning in, epic deal for Nick Foles to go to the Jaguars. We'll tell you why that reflects a little bit poorly on the Broncos' decision with Joe Flacco. And insiders Troy Rank, James Palmer, all still to come as we follow Free Agency Frenzy right here on Denver Sports Station, Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
It's NFL Free Agency. Who will the Broncos sign? Here's The Drive.
D-Mac with Cecil Lammy, Free Agency Frenzy. And Ndamukong Suh is out there. That's an interesting one.
That's a big name that would get Broncos country excited.
That is a big name. We know the Broncos are not going to bring Pecco back. We have Malik Jackson, who I thought would be... By the way, I never said the Broncos defensive line didn't have swag. Derek Wolfe and the Defwoo Militia calling me out. Wasn't me. Wasn't me, Defwoo Nation.
Is that what they're called? It's not Defwoo Country?
I'd like to call it Defwoo Militia, but maybe that's too strong, so it could be Defwoo anything. Maybe it's just Defwoo. Who knows?
But Defwoo got in your kitchen today because...
Well, I mean, you got my kitchen because, you know... Wolf,
there was a tweet that mistakenly referenced you saying
yes,
the Broncos defense could use more swagger.
Yeah, and then like I put out there, hey, listen, don't Sanders / wacky punter me. Okay, Derek. I'm sitting here saying Derek Wolfe should be in the Ring of Fame. Derek Wolfe made the right decision. I'm glad to have Derek Wolfe back. I mean, right. We've done shows with Derek. I've known Derek for years. Like, when I saw this morning, I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
You guys had a little fun back and forth with it, though, so it's all good.
I hope so. I think it is. No, but the Broncos have to, you know, at some point address, you know, whatever they're going to do at nose, right? Although that's not exactly where Sue plays. I don't know. You know, who knows what you are anymore, Cecil?
You're everything with Vic Fangio. You're 3-4, you're 4-2-5, you're everything. 4-2-5, you're 4-3. I think most teams are like that now. Fangio leans more towards 3-4, excuse me, or 4-2-5, but, you know, you need talent.
What's the market for Ndamukong Suh? What's he looking at money-wise?
Well, it must not be that much because right? It hasn't been snapped up yet.
Right.
But you would think we're talking, you know, $15 million a year.
Oh, goodness. That's not going to happen.
Which would you rather pay, C.J. Mosley or Ndamukong Suh?
C.J. Mosley.
Okay. Then make it happen. Pay him 16. Pay him 17. Hell, pay him 20. Just get it done. Get this thing done so the Broncos can start getting those other, you know, next-tier free agents, well, whether that's Golden Tate or whoever.
You see what the issues are. Like, if you don't get one of these corners, to me, if you don't get a corner or a linebacker, you're in trouble. Because there is just no way you can address all those needs in this draft. And it puts you in a practically impossible situation in the draft.
Right.
In terms of offensive line, corner, or linebacker. And now, as you put in your mock, Devin White's stock is rising, right?
Yes. That combine performance, just teams realizing in this year's class, there's two inside linebackers, both Devins, both first-round picks. But that's it. There's plenty of corners. So if they don't get a corner, you get C.J. Mosley, but you don't get a corner, fine. Second round, I got you. But
now here's the wacky
situation.
You better
get one of the two.
Here's what you are. Who do you need more? An offensive lineman or a linebacker, if we're playing that game? Right? The answer is both.
Yes. That's the answer.
That's the answer. And you just realize we can't do this.
But who's your right tackle? They don't have a right tackle. Don't give me Billy Turner. And obviously Billy Turner exploring his options.
How about that, huh?
So
then you're bringing back Valdir.
Okay. You want to roll that dice?
What are your choices?
Who's your center?
Unless, can you get a deal done for Juwan James?
Maybe. Although Trent Brown's deal, I mean, the Nick Foles deal kind of shines a spotlight on the Broncos. The Trent Brown deal really messes with the Broncos for Juwan James. Really messes with them. For now, James getting, you know, what's he going to get? $12 million a year? $13 million a year?
I guess.
For the guy that you wanted to trade C.J. Anderson for years ago.
And that's why it's so much more tempting to draft Jonah Williams and with that 10th overall pick.
Get the fifth-year option.
Oh,
got him on a cheap deal.
Got him relatively healthy.
Very smart player. That's important.
And that's looking so much better. That looks so much better at this point. And if you're telling me it's a deep cornerback class, go get C.J. Mosley. Go fork up the dough.
Break the bank, structure the deal.
Go for it.
You've got the cap space next year. There are ways to structure something where, hey, your first year, you're going to get a big bonus, but your cap hit's going to be small. Because in the second year, you're going to break the bank. There's ways to structure deals like that. So if the Broncos could kind of buy a free agent on credit, in essence, I'd be okay with that. Because they have almost $100 million to spend next year, but they need money to spend this year just don't have.
I guess, though, too, the trickle-down effect, if you do go that, goodbye Matt Paradis, right? You're probably not going to have
the
money.
Aren't we already there with the Bills swarming around him, the Jets swarming around him? You know, your guy Gase, you should text your guy Adam staring at tacos at his press conference, but that was funny. That was weird, by the way.
By the way, you can still pick up your guy, Pierre Desir.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. You could get C.J. Mosley and Desir.
Then you go get a tackle in the draft.
Perfect plan. Then in the second round, you steer clear of Will Greer. Sorry, beep, beep. We don't need a backup quarterback that bad. And you get a corner. And now, in terms of your blocking tight end, I don't know. Whoever it is. Because Jesse James is gone.
Plenty of tight ends in this draft as well.
Okay.
You're fine at tight end if you wait in there. Especially if you just want the Y, which is the all-purpose, the blocker. The F is the receiver. Fumagalli is an F. He's not a blocker. He's a receiver. He's got vacuum hands. And Jake Butt, unfortunately, I don't think you can rely on him. And God forbid you bring Jeff Hyman back. I don't want to see that at all. I think this team needs an upgrade at tight end. And I know Hyman's been painted as like an emerging player, but...
So we have all these great scenarios, by the way, Dove Valley.
Why aren't they doing it then?
And by the way, you're welcome for the suggestion about how to handle fourth downs and get rid of the onside kicks. I've had so many people say, hey, haven't you been talking about that? Yeah, for like 3 years.
That's kind of been your thing.
I know.
That was your thing.
It's Greg Schiano's thing, so I want to give credit to where credit's due. We've just been saying it for years, what a good idea that was.
Right.
And then it just pops up. Wow.
John Elway is on those committees, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a good idea. That's why we've been saying it for years. And they don't quite, of course, go far enough with it because that's just, you know.
Maybe John does like you after all.
We're going to have James Palmer on in about 8 minutes or so. Why have the Broncos been so quiet? And why has it been so quiet on their free agents? On Bradley Roby so far? On Brandon Marshall? On Shaquille Barrett? On Matt Paradis? What's going on in that department? And have we put this to bed for the night? Is that it? Is that a wrap?
Shouldn't be. It's legal tampering. If you're John Elway, you better be in C.J. Mosley's house right now.
Yeah, what time did that Antonio Brown deal, you know, get done?
It was like 10 o'clock other night.
So are we just taking a breather here? Because I'm going through the timelines, too. Our boy Schefter, he reported on DeSean Jackson.
But everything's Adam like Humphries. 2 hours ago. Look at his timeline. Everything's like 2 hours ago.
The last tweet from Adam was 30 minutes ago with an update on the DeSean Jackson deal. So it feels like maybe everybody's getting dinner.
6:30 Eastern time, maybe that's the case. Everybody's taking a little bit of a break, but the Broncos can't afford to take any sort of break. They need to get a top free agent.
Does today mean, because we haven't heard anything, there's a lot of swing and misses going on over there?
There's a lot of picking up the phone and putting down the phone really quickly because of the price.
That didn't work out.
And that's why I don't believe the whole, they called Malik Jackson, but he's not a fit. Like, they wouldn't call him if they didn't think he was a fit. Like, obviously he's a fit. It's just, wait a second, what? 3 years, $30 million for Malik?
Yeah,
That's
like what I heard. The Broncos really weren't interested in Kirk Cousins. Of course they were interested in Kirk Cousins. you make one call, and it's like, what? Yeah, okay. That doesn't mean you weren't interested.
Fully guaranteed what?
I'm sorry, who? What? Yeah, you're interested. It's just not, you know, you pick up the phone, you make a call, you're at least interested.
Do you remember a time when free agents didn't say no to John Elway? Because that ain't happening anymore.
It's becoming a distant memory.
Yeah.
But there was a time, keep to leave, DeMarcus Ware.
Oh, it was hot, man. It was like Jerry Maguire just making deals.
If you go back and look at the beginning, I mean, it was exciting. It was
crazy. Everybody wanted to come to Denver.
James Palmer, NFL Network. What are the Broncos sitting on? James will give us the inside information next.
It's NFL free agency. Who will the Broncos sign? Here's The Drive.
C-Mac, Cecil Lammy, and James Palmer from NFL Network joins us. James, good afternoon. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, guys. You know, I was happy to get this Arizona Cardinals assignment where I'm here right now, but it's starting to rain here. I thought I was going to come get some wonderful, weather. I'm staying right next to the Angels spring training, but I'm not having this rain. But anyway, we're good. We're good.
James, I just want to let you know, around Christmas time, they set up a beautiful light and music show in that parking lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. This is the type of information you can only get here with people
this
familiar.
Deep, guys.
Yeah, yeah. So I just want to let you know that. That being said, Arizona is kind of an exciting place to be, kind of. I suppose we can touch on it as there's Terrell Suggs news there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, you know, he went to high school about 15 miles from where I'm standing right now at the facility. So the idea of him coming home, I think, is going to be pretty cool for this fan base. I also think they needed another dynamic pass rusher. It was really a need that they were going to go out and do. Usually they're not very active in the first couple of days of free agency with Steve Keim, their general manager. But they got money for the first time in a while. So they got about $40 million to spend. And then this also doesn't change the fact that if they go and use that first overall pick in a guy like Nick Bosa, who better to have here than a guy like Terrell Suggs, who's done it at such a high level for so long, to kind of just mentor and keep. And you can, you know, you do that, you have a guy that you can put on the field and maybe use the same manner in which you see Chris Long used by the Eagles to strategically go out there and make plays for you. But pretty cool for Suggs to come home at the tail end of his career.
Okay, I guess sort of Broncos, Arizona related. We're hearing a vibe about Brandon Marshall and Bradley Roby generating interest from the Cardinals. What are you hearing on those two guys?
Yeah, you know, Brandon's got about interest from about five teams, and the Cardinals are definitely one of them, and they have a need at middle linebacker in this defense to play next to Reddick. And, you know, obviously he knows Vance Joseph pretty well. He's now the DC here. So You know, there's interest with the Chargers with him, the Ravens with him, the Jets with him as well. And with Roby, Roby's not really linked here all that much, but he's got a ton of other teams that have interest in him. And say the Browns, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, everybody, the Browns, the Broncos are still somewhat in play, the Niners, the Raiders, the Steelers are a team interested in him as well. He definitely has suitors, even though he didn't have the best of years last season. The talent level that's there still, you know, it gives him a pretty good size market, considering also the corner market isn't, you know, exploding right now in free agency as well.
Speaking of a good-sized market, James, what about C.J. Mosley and the chances of the Broncos landing the top inside linebacker available?
I mean, C.J., Cecil, you know that C.J. Mosley is a game changer wherever he goes, and I'm still finding it hard to believe if the Ravens are going to let him walk out of their building. And we'll see what happens with what happened to the market today. That's the other part. I mean, when we saw some of these numbers come out, I mean, I think it kind of that spot in the safety spot kind of made us all go, whoa, that's what guys are going to get paid now. All right. So that might be the thing that kind of deters some teams. But I've always been told, you know, the competitive nature of John Elway is the reason why he's still doing this. And the fact that if he wants something, he's going to go out and try to find a way to make it happen if he thinks he can do it. So I wouldn't put anything past John Elway at that, you know, in any sort of move. But I haven't really heard them linked to Mosley all that much so far.
James Palmer from NFL Network, our guest. Okay, give me a name that you have heard linked to the Broncos, James.
Oof, not a whole lot.
I know, that's the problem.
I really haven't. I really haven't, you know, heard a whole lot of names linked there. You know, one name that is there that I'm hearing here in Arizona, too, is Billy Turner, that they're interested in here, and they'd like some guard help, and they'd like some help on their offensive line. And I think Denver would like to try to keep him if they could. And I think that's a guy that could be coming out the door. But I haven't heard a whole lot of names linked to the Broncos. And, you know, safety is a spot that they, you know, were having a need for maybe somebody else to come in there, and that would be a dynamic spot for them. But then when you go, like I mentioned, and look at the safety market, and you're like, holy cow, you know, Tyrann Mathieu and Earl Thomas have to be licking their chops right now about when you go and see what happened with Landon Collins. And so I think that might play out a little differently than we expected, because the safety market about a year ago was completely different than this one. But I haven't really heard a whole lot. I would think something's going to happen there, just a gut feeling to go along with, you know, the Joe Flacco news that's going to be announced officially finally. I feel like something's going to happen, but I really haven't heard a whole lot.
Yeah, a lot of people have been linking Adrian Amos to that spot with his experience with the Bears. But all right, I appreciate it, James. Enjoy your time there in Arizona. Thank you for being on.
All right, guys, have a good one.
That's James Palmer from NFL Network. James has his ear to the ground, Cecil, from a national perspective. What name have you heard linked to the Broncos? Nobody.
And then on C.J. Mosley, I've barely heard them linked to C.J. Mosley. Who in the world are they linked to then?
Well, nobody right now. Nobody, I mean, we're all sort of drawing some lines to Amos, I suppose. We all see the reasoning behind Golden Tate. We all understand if the Broncos wanted to return Paradis and Roby to the team. But nothing right now.
What are you waiting for? If you're John Elway, who is hyper-competitive.
I think, to me, it feels like you're waiting for, you want to actually bring some guys back. That's what it actually feels
like.
Is
this good news now for Bradley Roby, for Matt Paris?
Could be. Maybe. Because if they're not breaking the bank, say they don't break the bank on C.J. Mosley, which I would think would be great, but if say they don't, okay? And now you're seeing what the competitive landscape is for guys that are already on the team. And that could mean you have one of those weird free agency periods where there's just more work going in to bring back your own guys. Those are kind of the most boring of all free agency periods when you just are trying to, get guys back that you already know.
The Broncos have to win the offseason. They can't be boring. And I know you don't win Super Bowls by winning the offseason, but that's where it starts. That's where it starts. If you're the Denver Broncos, you have to get this thing going. And I understand keeping Roby if that's the case, if the price is right. I want Matt Paradis to stay here, but who knows if they're going to be able to work something out. But they got to give us some sizzle.
On Twitter, at DMAC1043 for me, George Gore III. We don't need to pay all that CJ money. For crying out loud, just draft Devin White. You're beating a dead horse about CJ. Easier said than done, my friend. In your latest mock, you've got him going, Devin White going...
5 to the Buccaneers, who love him, by the way.
Who now have a need for linebacker.
Because they let Quan Alexander go. So all this Devin White stuff, talk, I get it. Trust me. But you can't rely on that guy being there at 10. So are you going to give assets up to move up for a linebacker? Are you going to do that? No, maybe White's worth that, but I don't think we can sit here and say, oh, they don't need Mosley. They can get White. Well, you need Jonah Williams. You need Byron Murphy. You need a bunch of players. And you can't just sit there and say, oh, yeah. They don't need to be players in free agency.
Meanwhile, all quiet on the quarterback front, too, with the Teddy Bridgewater.
Mm-hmm. Teddy Bridgewater may stay, by the way. That was out there this morning. Like, if he doesn't get enough interest, he might just stay in New Orleans.
Okay.
Notice how James, in Arizona, didn't say anything about Josh Rosen. And how he brought up Nick Bosa as an option for them at 1. San Francisco loves Nick Bosa, and I've heard they do enough to even move up to number 1. So it might be Arizona just playing coy. We really like Nick Bosa, because you should. Arguably the best player in this draft, but... The 49ers love him and would jump up one spot like the Bears jumped up for Trubisky.
Can you see a scenario where Kyler Murray is not drafted number 1?
Yeah, because 12 might be a spot where he goes. His agent is Cliff Kingsbury's agent, and he's also Brian Flores' agent. So 1 or 12, those are the two spots.
So, I see what you're saying. Like the Cardinals would trade back. They'd still draft him, but they'd trade back to get him.
Or the Dolphins would just get him if Murray falls, because if you're the Giants, it's all about fit. Kyler Murray fits with Cliff Kingsbury. Kyler Murray would fit with Brian Flores. I don't know if he'd fit with the Giants and what they're trying to do with Shermer, still with Eli Manning.
Cole Beasley
what? To Denver?
I'm putting a big circle around Cole Beasley.
Okay.
Because what are we talking
Cole
about
Cole Beasley's going to answer all their questions.
He's not going to answer all their questions. Listen, I'm just trying to put some names to some
positions. I'd rather go
here.
Golden Tate.
I feel you, but what are we actually talking about for Cole Beasley in terms of a salary?
Well, if you look at what Jameson Crowder got, I mean, that's a similar player.
What
like
he get?
Crowder better, but Crowder earlier today with the Jets, he signed his deal. I'm pulling up the numbers right now. And Crowder's a much better player. He got a 3-year, $28.5 million deal, $17 million guaranteed. You want to give 3 years, almost $30 million to Cole?
No.
Beasley?
I was thinking like $3 to $4 million a year. You think Cole Beasley's going to get more than $3 to $4 million a year?
Yeah.
What kind of world do we live in here?
It's a crazy world we live in. When Nick Boyle, the tight end for the Ravens, the blocking tight end who hasn't got a touchdown in 4 years, what do you get, like $6 million a year?
Yeah.
Okay. If that's the case, then yeah, Cole Beasley is going to get, you know, let's just say $7, $8, $9 million a year. It's crazy. Well, I wouldn't do it.
All quiet with Shane Ray, too, by the way. Haven't even mentioned his name.
And by the way, because I was also fearful of him going to Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
Last year, like, this guy's going to go to Kansas City. Now he doesn't fit their defense. And Steve Spagnuolo bringing in that 4-3. That's why they got D Ford on a trade block. And a second-round pick seems to be the asking price for D Ford right now.
All right, so there's a lot still to come here, obviously.
A lot for Denver because they haven't done anything.
They haven't done a thing. And I am scouring things, Cecil, just give me a name. Link somebody to the Broncos. Somebody.
That's not one of their own guys. Because that's what we're hearing. That their own guys.
I mean, I'm looking at our guy, Mike Kliss. Mike hasn't had a tweet in 6 hours. Nothing.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Wait a second. His last tweet was about
Chris
Blake
Harris.
Jackson then.
No. Broncos picked up Chris Harris, $1 million option today. He has another 7.9 coming in final year of his contract.
Okay.
Broncos did pick up Emmanuel Sanders, $1.5 million. Fully guaranteed. Sanders threw out some tweet of him being happy.
Right now, Mike's up in Golden just waiting.
Well, Mike
hasn't tweeted in 6 hours.
6 hours.
Wow.
Now Mike keeps his... He grinds it out, no doubt about it. I mean, that is literally just nothing to talk about. Let's look at Nikki here real quick. Let's see Nikki's last tweet. Nikki's last tweet was an hour ago.
Okay.
Was told the Broncos showed interest in Humphreys, but other teams were more aggressive. Well, that's just losing out on something.
Okay, but that goes towards, a swing and a miss.
That goes towards the Cole Beasley, perhaps, chat.
Yeah, and there's your swing and a miss, by the way.
There's your swing and a miss.
And Tennessee, you mean to tell me we're in a day and age where the Titans can outmaneuver the Broncos?
It's not
maneuver.
It's
$36 million.
It's an outpay the Broncos. It's a offer more money.
It's free agency.
So let's think about it. The Broncos called about Malik Jackson. Well, that's too much money.
Right.
They called about Humphreys. Well, that's too much money.
Right.
We're
not talking Ndamukong Suh. We're talking Adam Humphreys.
We're not doing a deal, at least top line money, for Matt Paradis, top line deal for Bradley Roby, not yet at least. There's a lot of waiting around going on right now. Okay, that's where we're at. Who's out there for you? We'll go to the text line, ramoslaw.com text line. Now that we're through a full workday, not that this ever stops, obviously, is there a name that you want to run past us? Is there somebody else we're not thinking about, and why so quiet here on day one of Free Agency Frenzy? We'll get to all of it coming up right after this.